You know that Seattle has been on the cutting edge of LGBTQ organizing, but unlike other cities, Los Angeles, Portland, New York City, Seattle does not have an official LGBTQ community center. We used to. It was dissolved back in 2009. Now a Seattle man wants to bring it back in a new way. George Piper, president of Seattle LGBTQ Community Development, told me about his vision, starting with the story of the old center.
A lot of them were founded in the 80s and the 90s through the AIDS crisis. You know, we were in a situation where we faced discrimination, fear, hate, and government agencies had closed their doors to us. And therefore, the community had to rally. You know, we had to, you know, we had people dying and we had to come together to inform and protect our brothers and sisters. You know, but there was not the solid buy-in, I would say, from those organizations to keep a community center established. And I would say the community center that we had was too small and couldn't support the need. And so people didn't find the connection that they really needed, the services that they really needed.
What have you seen in your life that convinces you an LGBT community center is still needed today?
You know, I almost got fired from a job because my boss knew that I was gay. And he said, if, you know, you come out, I'm going to have to let you go because that makes it very uncomfortable for people here.
This was in Seattle?
This was here in Seattle in the 90s. And, you know, it was at a time when the city of Seattle was actually one of the only places in the country that had civil rights protections for LGBT people. But even though that protection existed, it wasn't statewide. And could I fight it? And it was them against me. So I left, you know, and I had to figure out what I was going to do next. I was fortunate that when I feared that I was going to be fired from my job, I sought help, you know, and I went to a job counselor. By happenstance, I was led there. You know, if there was a community impact hub, I might have a more direct route. And I think that that's where a lot of people fall through the cracks. I feel lucky that I found it, but I think there's a lot of people who don't.
What would an LGBT community center be in 2015? What would it have? What would it do?
Community center may not be the right fit anymore. And what we've been talking about, our group has been talking about creating a community impact hub. And that's sort of the next level of how we can engage as a culture. One of the things that we've really identified that could be incredibly successful, and it hasn't really been done anywhere in the country, is really taking the idea that what a lot of arts organizations have done and come together in a co-location environment so that they can save on resources. So we have some wonderful organizations that currently pay market rate for their space, you know, and they're very successful. They have their staff. You know, but they're paying for conference room space. They're paying for kitchen space. They're paying for bathrooms and hallways and all of these things. And wouldn't it be great if we could bring some of these strong organizations that are already paying for that in the real world and bring them together so that they could share those things, share the conference room, share the kitchen space, and then put that operational dollar back into the services that are currently not provided.
So the community center you're envisioning should better be called an impact hub.
Absolutely. Because I think a lot of people have gotten caught up in the old idea of what community center meant. And, you know, I mean, I talk to young people and they look at me, you know, I'm middle-aged white guy, and they think, you know, sad place that they don't want to be. And that's not what we're trying to recreate, you know, and those exist. They're out there. But we want something that's dynamic. We want a place where startup nonprofits, you know, have an opportunity to find a place of incubation among strong nonprofits. I want to be able to share my knowledge as a small business owner with people who are, you know, looking to start up a business. You know, that's what a community impact hub can bring that's different from a community center, the traditional idea of community center.
So what is your message to someone who lives in the Puget Sound area and says, LGBT community center, I got it when people were dying in droves and this was less understood. It's 2015, a community center for LGBT people. They've proven they can take care of themselves. You know, it's not the urgent need that it was when you were coming out.
Right. But I would also say that I would want to change the dynamic and I want to change the language. There is a distinct LGBTQ culture. And, you know, how do we engage each other so that we can boost each other economically? How can we boost each other culturally through the arts, through dance and music and, you know, all the things that enrich us? There's not that place for the LGBT community in Seattle. We need that place.
George Piper served on the King County Civil Rights Commission a few years ago, and now he wants to bring a community impact hub to serve the LGBTQ people of Seattle.